Off the Ball, GAA.
Davey Burke coming out after a game and making comments like that, I'm not sure how exactly helpful it is to his team, but maybe he's trying to get a message across to them that, you know, the last couple of weeks haven't been good enough.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Scott Beamond makes three changes to his Ireland team for Sunday's Women's Six Nations game away to Italy. A host of internationals return for tomorrow's Interpro in Castlebar. And could Leinster be replacing Jordy Barrett with another international superstar? Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, Scott Beamond has made three alterations to his Ireland team for Sunday's Women's Six Nations game with Italy in Parma. Evan Riley comes in at scrum half, having come off the bench to replace Emily Lane against France last week. Edele McMahon is restored to the back row where she'll captain the team. And Fiona Tewitt is promoted to second row duty as Dorothy Wall drops to the bench. Ahead of that game, Off the Ball, Susanna Mullen caught up with Beamond.
Obviously, there were a few handling errors in the game on Saturday. There's been a few murmurings in the press that maybe the girls coming out of the Celtic Challenge maybe weren't as prepared for that high level as the French coming out of the Elite One. Do you think that had any impact on the performance of the game at all?
No, it's a fair point. There was 21 errors, 14 handling errors, which resulted in a turnover, which is more than the French had, is the reality of it. We're going to get... when I came in, there was a game, and we're trying to grow our game. So for us to fire shots against anybody but World Cup contenders, we're going to need to be able to play more than just one out. The game is advancing significantly in terms of a brand and what have you. So there's a lag point in terms of what it looks like. Do we work on handling? Absolutely. We created opportunities. From WXB1, we were joint bottom of the table in terms of like line breaks. But now we've created six opportunities against France. They created two. Are we at the point yet where we're clinical and excellent in finishing each and every one of those opportunities? No, but we're gonna commit to learning faster than anybody else. So it's something we work on. It's something we know we need to keep stressing. We're only going to get better.
And after the game, a lot of the girls were saying that those are maybe easy fixes to eliminate that. What has been the work-ons maybe this week to make sure they don't creep back in on Sunday?
First of all, we've got a different style of defence, which will create different challenges. We're able to see that the Italians got the English under pressure. So we kind of had to view it with two eyes, really. One being we're going to keep growing our game. One being what's appropriate for the challenge coming on the weekend. We've made good strides this weekend, this preparation week. We've got to keep backing ourselves and keep believing it, keep shining a spotlight on it in training, and something we keep going after, like I say in the previous comment. I think we're just going to keep getting better and better as we go through the competition.
And Beamond wants to make sure Ireland get what they deserve this week.
We're also not going to sit here and say we're young and experienced. We lost a game we should have won. And part of that learning is acknowledging that and being okay with it. And then reflecting on our game, both individually and as a unit and as a team, and going, okay, well, this is how we get better. I think I said afterwards we didn't want to be noble losers. We don't want to be in games and making people proud because we're in them. We actually believe we're in a position now where we should be good enough to execute some bits. We won't be perfect yet, because of the caveat there, but we want to make strides to that. We want to learn faster than other people. So we'll keep going after our game, and we think we're going to create people headaches. We think we've got the game to do it, and we think we can stand up under pressure. So we're doing our learning in the front line here, but we're sort of not falling on us being inexperienced as an excuse. We're just going to keep trying to learn faster.
Our Susanna also spoke to the Ireland prop, Niamh Jones.
The line-out in particular, it functioned really well on Saturday. Has there been big work-ons recently that like made that success, or how did that kind of all come together?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, the line-out was a huge success. I think Cotter's just coming in, done a fantastic job with us, and there's a full buy-in from all of the girls, and we go with them to questions, we push each other, and we work really hard when we're in training together.
Fair enough. And just lastly for me, obviously you and Amy Lee lining up as captains together potentially for the first time. How did that relationship work? Did everything go smoothly? Was it all enjoyable?
Yeah, no, it was very enjoyable. Lee is a quality player. She's so experienced, and we get on really well off the pitch as well. So I think we had that kind of like camaraderie off the pitch. So on the pitch, it was kind of natural.
Italy makes seven changes to the team beaten 38-5 by England last week. Experienced Giovittoria Vecchini and Gaia Maris come into the Azzurri front row. Montpellier's Sara Tunesi wins a 45th cap at blindside, replacing Beatrice Veronese, while Elisa Giordano wins a 70th cap, returning at number 8. There's a change at fullback too, where Francesca Granzotto replaces Vittoria Ostuni-Minuzzi, and Alyssa Dinka moves from outside centre to the left wing as Michaela Solari starts. And at out half, Emma Stavani is in for Veronica Madia. So the teams, Ireland first with Stacey Flood at fullback, Anna McGann and Amy Lee Costigan are on the wings. Aoife Dalton and Eve Higgins are again in the centre. Dana O'Brien continues at out half, Evan Riley at scrum half this week. There's a front row of Niamh O'Dowd, Niamh Jones and Linda Dugang. Ruth Campbell and Fiona Chewett are the second row partnership this week. Edel McMahon captains the team from blindside flanker. Erin King starts at openside and Aoife Wafer is at number 8. On the replacements bench for Ireland will be Cleona Maloney, Siobhan McCarthy, Christy Haney, Grace Moore, Dorothy Wall, Brittany Hogan, Emily Lane and Enya Breen. For the Italians, Francesca Granzotto will start at full back for them this week. Aura Muzzo and Alyssa Dinka are on the wings. Michaela Solari and Beatrice Rigoni are in the centre. Emma Stavanin and Sophia Stefan are their halfback pairing. They have a front row then of Silvia Turani, Vittoria Vecchini and Gaia Maurice. Valeria Fedrighi and Giordana Duca are in the second row for the Italians. Sara Tunesi, Francesca Scorbini and Elisa Giordano are their back row trio. On the bench for them are Laura Guriuli, Vittoria Zanetti, Sara Sei, Beatrice Veronese, Alyssa Ranancini, Alia Bitonci, Sara Manini and Beatrice Campomaggi.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
A host of internationals return to provincial action when McHale Park in Castlebar hosts its first ever rugby match tomorrow. Finlay Beelam, Captain Cian Prendergast and Bundy Aki and Mac Hansen will all start for Connacht in their URC Interpro with Munster. They're among seven changes to the Connacht team that lost by 3 points to the Ospreys last week. The other switch among the backs sees Shay Mullins replace the injured Shane Bolton on the right wing. In the pack, Jordan Duggan and Beelam come in for Dennis Buckley and Jack Ainger. And in the back row, Prendergast and Sean Jansen are in for Josh Murphy and Paul Boyle. Munster too can call upon Tig Byrne, Jack Crowley, and for the first time since December, Craig Casey to start tomorrow. Ollie Yeager's another returning from injury to replace Stephen Archer at tight head. While off the bench, John Clane could make his first appearance since October. And Conor Murray will make his 200th Munster appearance when he's introduced off the bench. Future Munster coach Clayton McMillan has been getting acquainted with his surroundings this week, but according to Skills coach Mossy Lawler, he won't be in Castlebar tomorrow.
Yeah, Clayton arrived in Sunday night. He's here for a week. Just, I suppose, meet and greet. See what the club is all about. See what we're all about. At the moment, it's all been small talk. We'll have our own, I suppose, when things Monday and Tuesday die down a little bit, we'll get our own personal time with him to have conversations about what he sees or what we believe will be our next step. So, massive effort from the man in relation to coming up from New Zealand in during Super Rugby season. And I suppose it just shows his intent in where he wants to go and what he wants to do with the place.
Munster Sean O'Brien, meanwhile, is relishing the novelty of tomorrow's game.
Yeah, 100%. It's a bit different to a normal week as well. But yeah, being a big football and hurling fan, it's definitely cool to play in some of these stadiums that you'd obviously watch a lot of different matches on. So yeah, it'll be something different. It's kind of a once in a career thing. Like, we're not going to be playing in too many GAA stadiums, so it's a nice one to get to be involved in.
So the teams for tomorrow in Castlebar: Mac Hansen will start at full back, Shay Mullins and Finn Tracy on the wings. Hugh Gavin is partnered by Bundy Aki in the centre. The halfbacks are unchanged, with Josh Ohoney and Quaylen Blade both starting. Jordan Duggan, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelum are in the front row for Connacht. Joe Joyce and Darren Murray are in the second row. And they have a back row of captain Cian Prendergast, Seamus Hurley-Langton and a number 8, Sean Jansen. On the bench for Connacht tomorrow will be Dylan Tierney-Martin, Dennis Buckley, Jack Ainger, Josh Murphy, Paul Boyle, and looking after the backs, Matthew Devine, JJ Hanrahan and Santiago Cordero. For Munster, they have Ben O'Connor continuing at fullback. Calvin Nash returns on the right wing. Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell are their centre partnership. Sean O'Brien switches to the left wing this week. Jack Crowley comes in at half and Craig Casey at scrum half. They have a front row of Jeremy Lockman, Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager. Finian Witchley is partnered in the second row by captain this week, Tadhg Byrne. Tom O'Hearn moves to blindside flanker. John Hodnett starts at openside and Gavin Coombs is at number 8. On the bench for Munster, who've gone 6-2, are Niall Scannell, Josh Witchley, Stephen Archer, Jean Clain, Ruan Quinn, Conor Murray, Rory Scannell and Alex Kendallin. Now, Leinster have been linked with a move for Springbok international Damian Willemse. According to Rugby Pass, Leinster want the versatile back to replace Jordy Barrett when his six-month deal comes to an end in the summer. However, Willemse is contracted to the DHL Stormers until 2027 and has been named at fullback for tonight's game away to Ulster. Scrum half Fintan Gunn, meanwhile, will make his first Leinster start in tomorrow's game away to the Sharks. He replaces Luke McGrath in one of 8 alterations from the side narrowly beaten by the Vodacom Bulls a week ago. There's a new centre partnership of Liam Turner and Charlie Tector, and Kieran Frawley's in for a 5th out-half start of the season. Into the front row come Keane Healy and Tom Clarkson. Behind them, Orgie Snyman's been given the week off, with Brian Deeney starting alongside Dermot Mangan. Max Deegan moves from blindsides to number 8, with Alex Soroka promoted from the bench. The Sharks team is loaded with Springbok experience, and there's just one change to an imposing pack, with James Ventnor starting at blindside for Fepsi Buthelezi. Ethan Hooker moves from inside centre to the right wing, and Andre Esterhuizen returns in midfield. So the teams there: Jimmy O'Brien's a fullback, Tommy O'Brien is on the right wing, Andrew Osborne's on the left, Liam Turner and Charlie Tector are in the centre. The halfback pairing for Leinster are Kieran Frawley and Fintan Gunn. Keane Healy, John McKee and Tom Clarkson are in the front row. Dermot Mangan and Brian Deeney are the second row partnership. And in the back row this week are Alex Soroka, Will Connors and captain Max Deegan. On the bench for Leinster will be Lee Barron, Michael Milne, Rory Maguire, potential debutant Alan Spicer, Scott Penny, Oliver Coffey, Ross Byrne and Henry McAleen. For the Sharks, they'll have a front row of Oxenche, Bongi Mbanambi and Vincent Koch. Former Leinsterman Jason Jenkins is in the second row alongside Emil Van Heerden. In the back row then for the Sharks, James Ventnor, Vincent Chutuka and Sia Khaleesi, the captain. And then in the backs, the fullback Yaw Pencey. On the wings, Ethan Hooker and Mikosli Mapimpi. Lorenzo Julius and Andre Esterhuizen are in the centre. And then it's the halfbacks, the Hendrixes, Jordan and Jaden. Paul Gustard has confirmed he's honouring his contract at Stade Francais. There had been widespread speculation that he was Leicester's ideal candidate to replace Michael Checa when he leaves at the end of the season. Speaking to Midi Olympique, Gustard has confirmed that he did ask to be released from his Stade Francais contract, which runs until 2026, but saw that request denied by the Parisian club. Gustard says that request was based on family reasons and not on the current turmoil at Stade that's left him with increased responsibility. The decision not to release Gustard from his contract leaves Leicester back at square one in their hunt for Checa's replacement. Reports in England say another candidate, the ex-Leinster senior coach Stuart Lancaster, is instead eyeing a return at international level. Finally, English RFU chairman Bill Beaumont has urged members to give them the chance to demonstrate their commitment to progress. Chief Executive Bill Sweeney survived a no-confidence vote last night, which was called after he took home £1.1 million last year at a time of record losses for the union. Rebel clubs are warning further conflict if the RFU doesn't make good on promises for structural reform, but Beaumont insists they cannot focus on possible further attempts to oust Sweeney.
Now is the time to pull together. This shouldn't happen again. The passion that you show should be channeled towards positive changes. And it's absolutely right that members should always have the opportunity to hold the leadership of the RFU to account. That is part of our democratic process as a membership-owned organisation. But the way to achieve meaningful changes is through open discussion, cooperation, shared goals, and so it's not the time now for us all to argue. It's a time to pull together, to strengthen our unity, to focus on the future. The time for division its past. Now is the time to unite behind an opportunity to renew English rugby. And I trust those who supported this motion will honour and accept the result tonight. And let's work forward via Malcolm and the Governance Committee with Paula, you know, to make changes. Let's not anticipate a wave of FCM's new motions to divide us. Let's pull together.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, enjoy the rugby and have a brilliant weekend.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.